Roy Carlton Grant. About the time we were at the lowest as a family, Mother got a letter from a man named Roy Grant. Mother'd gone with Roy 19 years before. Roy had sent the letter to Elsinore, where Mother used to live, and the postman in Elsinore knew that we lived now in Escalante. He sent it on to Mother. Otherwise, we might never have gotten it, and our family story might have turned out much differently than it did. Roy said in his letter that he'd worried about Mother and felt something was wrong, but he didn't know just what it was. Mother wrote him back, told him what had happened with Afton. Roy wrote that he'd always loved my mother and that he'd never married. He'd lived with the lady for a long time, but never married her. He told Mother that he never loved anyone enough to get married. He said he wanted to come down to Richfield, meet Mother. Mother wrote Roy back and told him she'd come and see him instead. She got one of Afton's cousins to come and stay with the children, and off she went. Come to find out, Roy begged Mother for 10 days to marry him. He said he'd help with us kids, and that he'd always loved her. It was a great opportunity, but Mother was true to her heart. She had to tell him that after 19 years of knowing him, she still didn't care that much about him, but if he cared that much about her, she'd marry him, and they could do the best they could together. And so, Roy Carlton Grant and Lily Teresa Nielsen were married on the 27th of March, 1929, in Richfield, Sevier County, Utah. Roy was 39 and a resident of Chicago, Illinois. Lily was 33 and lived at Escalante, Garfield, Utah. My Aunt Kate fixed a big wedding dinner and asked some friends over after. Roy was from Chicago. He was a steel worker. After the wedding, he wanted to go back to Chicago and work. He wanted Mother and all of us kids to go with him, but she told him we would move the family to Richfield and wait until winter time. Then he could come back, and we could all decide what to do then. Well, Roy went back to Chicago to work. After he had sent Mother some money, our not-so-little family moved to Richfield and bought a one-room house. Mother bought the house from a brother, my Uncle George. Mother paid for the house by trading some land she had to George. So our family set up home in Richfield. Mother got a letter every day from Roy. I saw them in the mail. Mother didn't think it was fair for him to take care of all of us kids without help. So Mother and Renelda went up to town to get to work at the Home Cafe. Renelda was much more of a part of our family life now that we all live closer to each other. The Home Cafe had just recently burned down. Mother figured they might get work cleaning it up. But it ended up Mrs. Floyd Beck hired Mother as a cook. She hired Renelda as a dishwasher. Mother got $50 a month for working 7 days a week and 8 to 11 hours a day, plus 25 cents extra for overtime. I could tell she was thrilled to get the job. Renelda got 50 cents an hour for her work. Our household income was more in our hands than it ever had been before. Mother worked hard that first year she was married to Roy. Come Christmas time, she was looking for him to come to Richfield, as they'd agreed. He'd written from California, said he'd be home around then. Crazy thing, though. Mother never heard from Roy ever again. Neither did anybody else we know of. Mother told me she thinks he got bumped off. Maybe the woman he'd lived with had had him killed. Maybe he was jumped and robbed and tossed from the train. It's a mystery that will never be solved. Mother found out that Roy had left her $1,000 insurance policy, but the lawyer she hired, Olaf Michelson, couldn't find any trace of Roy anywhere. And since Mother had to prove Roy was dead to get the insurance money, but nobody could ever prove it because nobody ever found Roy, nothing that ever came of that $1,000 policy. Even though their life together ended mysteriously, it's a good thing my mother married Roy. The money he sent home to Mother helped us get out of that hellhole Afton and Vilda had left us in. Afton would have been fine with us living in a horrible life. Living all alone as we did, with no real way to support ourselves, nobody would have ever known what happened to us. Nobody would have ever known that he'd left his family to fend for ourselves while he lived with Vilda like a young married couple. But Roy helped lift us up. Roy helped our story continue. I think my mother was grateful to Roy for the rest of her life. And once I found out how he helped lift us up at a time when we most needed that help, I know I was grateful to him too.